Colombian Senator Piedad Córdoba was nominated last year for a Nobel Peace Prize. That was for her work to help obtain the release of hostages held by the guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Well, now Senator Córdoba is in trouble. Colombian investigators claim that she went too far in her dealings with the FARC and turned into an active supporter of the guerrilla group. From Bogota, John Otis reports.
A guerrilla commander turns over four hostages in a jungle ceremony broadcast on Colombian TV. After 7 years in captivity, the prisoners were finally released in 2008, thanks in part to Piedad Córdoba, a left-wing senator and longtime peace activist. Córdoba, along with Venezuelan President Hugo Chávez, served for several months as an official mediator between the Colombian government and the guerrillas, who wanted to trade their prisoners for captured rebels. Córdoba helped persuade the guerrillas to unilaterally release more than a dozen hostages. One of them was Colombian politician Luis Elario Pérez.
O haber muerto allá en cautiverio. Lo único que sí quiero significar es que la intervención de ella.
We might have died in captivity, Pérez says. What's certain is that Córdoba and Chávez quickly secured our freedom after 7 years in the jungle. But now Córdoba is the one in trouble. Late last month, Colombia's Inspector General, Alejandro Ordóñez, declared Córdoba had gone far beyond her role as a go-between.
A la formación o subsistencia de grupos armados al margen de la ley.
Ordóñez said intercepted phone calls and email messages between Córdoba and the FARC indicate she collaborated with the guerrillas and advised them to take a tougher stand with the government. For example, Ordóñez claimed Córdoba told the rebels not to turn over proof-of-life videos of the hostages and urged them to delay the release of the FARC's most famous prisoner, Ingrid Betancourt.
La libertad de los secuestrados y de las secuestradas, de los retenidos y de las retenidas.
At a news conference, Córdoba said the liberation of so many hostages proves her work was strictly humanitarian. She also denied she is Teodora Bolívar, the alias she's alleged to have used in the compromising emails with FARC commanders.
Soy Piedad Córdoba Ruiz, defensora de la paz.
I am Piedad Córdoba Ruiz. I am a pacifist and a feminist. I am not Teodora Bolívar.
Córdoba is among a growing list of Colombian peace activists, journalists, and freelance negotiators that the government's accused of cozying up to the guerrillas. Government critics point out that in order to gain access to and make progress with hardline FARC commanders, people have to approach them in a friendly way.
My conversations with FARC were always very, very tough.
That's Daniel Garcia Peña, a former Colombian government negotiator.
What I found were very arrogant, very close-minded, very hard to deal with individuals.
James Jones, an American development consultant, agrees. 3 years ago, Jones met with the guerrillas in a secret effort to liberate three U.S. military contractors held by the FARC. He did everything he could to break the ice.
We talked into the wee hours drinking rum and smoking Cuban cigars, and even tears would come to our eyes.
Jones was later investigated by Colombian authorities and the FBI, but was cleared of wrongdoing. A decade ago, there was broad support for peace negotiations with the guerrillas. Now, the Colombian army is winning the war, the FARC has been branded as a terrorist organization, and people like Piedad Córdoba are wrongly viewed as rebels in disguise, according to Garcia Peña.
Piedad may have a certain ideological affinity with the FARC, but something completely different is to support the FARC, to fund the FARC, to organize terrorist acts, which I am positive that Piedad has never done.
But Córdoba is also being investigated by Colombia's Supreme Court, and legal experts who have examined the evidence say there's little doubt she wrote the controversial emails to the guerrillas. Inspector General Ordóñez, who can dismiss government officials for wrongdoing, said the case against Córdoba is strong. So is the punishment. Ordóñez stripped Córdoba of her post in the Senate and barred her from holding public office for 18 years. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota.